Young.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Nice to have you here in front of us. There was an OIG report issued yesterday regarding the subject line investigation into employee complaints about management of U.S. citizenship and immigration services EB-5 programs. Have you had a chance to review that yet? You're aware of it.
If you're referring to the one concerning the Deputy Secretary, yes, I have read it.
Mayorkas, Deputy Secretary Mayorkas. I'm troubled by that report. Are you?
I believe that the report has some real lessons learned in it that I have spoken to the Deputy Secretary about.
Okay. What are those lessons learned? I'd be curious to know what they are. And are you taking any actions with Deputy Secretary Mayorkas because of what is seen here is some pretty much a deviation from the norm as to what the general practices are? And, you know, out of 700 regional center applications, your deputy secretary got involved in three. And of those three, they're pretty politically connected. I mean, you had former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, Senator Harry Reid, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, Anthony Rodham, the brother of Hillary Rodham Clinton, calling in, pushing to get these applications approved. All politically connected, all lobbying Deputy Secretary Mayorkas. And in all three cases, the IG said the applicants got what they wanted only because of Mayorkas intervening. Isn't that actually proper political influence? It sure looks like it.
Well, first of all, as Mr. Mayorkas himself spells out in his rebuttal, he received many inquiries about EB-5 applications, including from a number of members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. There are three cases highlighted in the IG report, which I have read and which I have reviewed, that you referred to. And I believe that there are a number of things that can be drawn from the IG report that are useful. I've directed that a new protocol be put in place for EB-5 cases and how we handle them and under what circumstances we should accept communications from outsiders with an interest in the process, and we get lots of them concerning EB-5, including from a number of your colleagues. And so I believe a new protocol is appropriate. I also believe that senior officials such as Mr. Mayorkas, who at the time was director of CIS, needs to be sensitive to the appearance that is created when we become involved in the normal course of our bureaucracy's business.
He's smarter than that. I mean, come on. Being sensitive? I mean, out of the 700, the three that he got lobbied on, the political networks there, I mean, he said, okay, you have rank-and-file employees at the Department of Homeland Security from the bottom up who are seething because of this.
Well, I don't know that he was lobbied on just three. I suspect he was lobbied on a much larger number from Republicans and Democrats. So let's not mischaracterize what actually happened here. I also believe that to a degree, we should try to be responsive to the public we serve, including to their representatives in Congress. And so I get phone calls from your colleagues all the time about matters pending before my department, and I'm assuming that you would want me, to a degree, to try to be responsive to your constituents' concerns. I do believe that there is a balance to be struck, however, so that we avoid the appearance of impropriety and we avoid the suspicion of our subordinates, and I think that is a lesson to be learned from this report. And Mr. Mayorkas, I am confident, understands that now as well.
What are you trying to do to gain the confidence and trust back from all the whistleblowers who threw up the red flag on this and who would only be interviewed by the OIG if their names and identities were kept quiet? I mean, that's how sensitive and that's how explosive I think this was and could become still. What are you doing to regain their trust?
I issued a directive yesterday to create a new protocol about the circumstances under which more senior officials become involved in EB-5 cases and the circumstances under which we should be accepting overtures and communications from people with an interest in the process, including members of Congress.
You mentioned that two or three times, I understand.
Yes.
Appreciate your feedback. I just don't get it. You're not going to do anything with Deputy Secretary Mayorkas? He's going to stay where he is?
Deputy Secretary Mayorkas is a valuable member of our senior leadership team. He's working very, very hard in the public interest. He's working very hard to reform the management of our organization, improve morale, manage our management action group. He has been a valuable member of the team, definitely value added, and it would be a big loss to the men and women of our department if he were not full-time, fully engaged, occupying his job. I believe that. I work with him daily, and I've read the report. I've read it very carefully. I believe he understands the lessons to be learned from it, and we need to move on.
So you think a new protocol and directive is going to help regain the trust in the rank-and-file folks, those whistleblowers up and down the line?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that we should make sure that the rank and file, not just in CIS, understands that we as senior leaders need to be above reproach, and appearances also do matter. So, I mean, if that's the spirit of your question, I very much agree with that, sir.
I thank you for your time. I've gone over. I don't yield anything back. I'm sorry.